Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Flynn Directs. We are having a few little technical difficulties here, but we got Matt on the line. Matt, show is yours.
Thank you, Luke. Well, welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going to go right to the front lines of history in the making. There's a lot of it being made in the conviction phase trial of the impeachment process. And by the way, the third caller today will win a Devil Radio t-shirt, custom designed by Crudy himself, Crudy the designer, man of many talents, owning a radio station, great on-air host along with Dom, and a t-shirt designer. Third caller, free t-shirt, you win, designed by Crudy. There's so much we can talk about, but I'll tell you what, it has to do, of course, with the trial. But let's get into it right now. Yesterday, the second day, the impeachment managers got to make their case, and they knocked it out of the park. And I'm going to go through exactly what they did and then some of the challenges going forward. First of all, they put on new video, that no one had seen before. Some of it was internal security video from the Capitol itself. Now think about it. Every grocery store in town has a video camera. Of course they had it internally in the Capitol. And it is the most chilling video I think I've seen in a long time. You had evidence in the Capitol of people running for their lives. You had somebody like Mitt Romney just casually walking up, and then suddenly, with his detail, suddenly they're running the other way. They came very close. They came within feet of bumping into the mob, and frankly, Mitt Romney is very, very recognizable, and they booed him at the airport in Utah, for Pete's sake. They like him in Utah overall, but if they'd seen him, they would have killed him. Then you had video of them going up and down the hallways going, oh, Nancy. She's an 80-year-old woman. She weighs about 95 pounds. If that mob had jumped on her, they would have torn her limb from limb like in a medieval mob. That's what they would have done. You know that's what they would have done. And then another one, you have Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, walking down a corridor, goes around the corner with his detail. Suddenly they come running the other way. They realize they were close to the mob. Do you realize how close that mob was to murdering a member of Congress? They did murder a police officer. Brian Sicknick, a hero, tried to hold them back. They beat him to death with a fire extinguisher. They gouged the eyes out of another one, rammed and stabbed another one with the end of a pole, brain damaged several more by hitting them over the head with lead pipes. They did all of that. Woman got shot who was trying to break in. Woman got crushed to death while her friend and companion pleaded for them to stop trampling on her. They trampled her to death. Two others committed suicide. This is the legacy of Donald Trump. But that video, the video was it. As far as I was concerned, if you looked at that video, you'd have to be a sociopath to think, well, that's okay, I'll stay with Trump. Unfortunately, there are a lot of sociopaths in the Republican caucus in the U.S. Senate. Jamie Raskin, by the way, is a very, very talented prosecutor in this thing, very, very talented litigator. The next thing he did was, in trying to recommend that, you know, they were trying to anticipate what the frivolous defenses were going to be, by the other side. He used the hackneyed phrase. It seemed hackneyed at the beginning. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. And everybody yawns. They go, okay, we all know that. But then he went on and he elaborated on that metaphor to the point of, here you had the fire chief, i.e. Trump, sending arsonists into the theater, wanting them to burn it down. And while it's burning, he's partying and exulting and won't do anything about it. And really, the extended metaphor was effective in that circumstance. I think it was effective in that circumstance. The other thing they did, it's a technique called bricklaying, or connecting the dots. You know, if you have a case in which a guy kills somebody, you don't just go, oh, well, he went up and shot him. You say, here's what he did 2 months in advance to plot it, to buy the gun, to buy the bullets, to go out and be trained on how to shoot. Here was the jilted love affair gone wrong when they were both in love with the same woman, that kind of thing. Bingo, bingo, relentlessly, relentlessly, relentlessly. And you build it up so much, it has such a solid foundation. And this is what that impeachment team did. They were terrific. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.